The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to Memorable Moments in History. November 1497 was the year. November the 22nd was the date that Portuguese navigator Vasco da Gama, leading a fleet of four ships, became the first to sail around the Cape of Good Hope while searching for a sea route to India. It was on that day in 1718 that Blackbeard the pirate, Edward Teach, was killed off the coast of North Carolina after a long and prosperous career. Lieutenant Governor Alexander Spotswood of Virginia had sent two sloops to put an end to him. The sailors encountered Blackbeard, and Lieutenant Robert Maynard killed him in the fight that followed. It was also on November the 22nd, but in 1935, that Trans-Pacific Airmail service began as the China Clipper, a Pan-American flying boat that took off from San Francisco, reaching the Philippines 59 hours later. The following year, commercial passenger service began. And on that date, in 1975, Juan Carlos was sworn in as King of Spain, following the death of General Francisco Franco, who had ruled as dictator since 1939. In 1990 this week, British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher announced she would resign after 11 years in office, the longest term of any British Prime Minister in the 20th century. It's the birthday of Charles de Gaulle in 1890. He was born in Lille, France. He led the French against the Nazis during World War II, later became President of France, serving from 1958 to 1969. It's also the birthday of the barnstorming aviator Wiley Post in 1898. He died in 1935 and was born in Grand Plain, Texas. He was a self-taught pilot who became an international celebrity of the 1930s and co-authored Around the World in 80 Days. In 1935, Post and his friend Will Rogers began a flight to the Orient. However, the plane crashed near Point Barrow, Alaska, killing both of them. It's also the birthday of the English composer Benjamin Britten in 1913. He was born in Lowestoft, Suffolk, England, and he died in 1976. He was considered the finest English composer since Henry Purcell, best known for his operas including Peter Grimes, and his choral works, Ceremony of Carols and War Requiem. Now for the first clue to this week's Memorable Moments Memory Buster. This Wild West outlaw was born this week in New York City, probably as Henry McCartney and better known as William H. Bonney. Don't know? I'll give you a couple minutes to think about it before I give you another clue. It was on November the 23rd, 1890, that 10-year-old Princess Wilhelmina became Queen of the Netherlands upon the death of her father, William III. Her mother, Queen Emma, acted as regent until 1898. It's the birthday of Franklin Pierce in 1804. He died in 1869. The 14th U.S. President was born in Hillsboro, New Hampshire. He served from March 4, 1853 to March 3, 1857. He was not renominated by the Democratic Party for a second term. It's the birthday of horror film actor Boris Karloff at 1887. He died in 1969 and was born in London as William Henry Pratt, best known for appearing in the title role of Frankenstein and The Bride of Frankenstein. Was on November the 24th, 1859, that Charles Darwin's book on the origin of species by means of natural selection was first published, theorizing that all living creatures descended from a common ancestor. And on that date in 1874, Joseph Glidden patented his invention of barbed wire. November the 24th, 1969, saw the Army announcement that Lieutenant William L. Calley had been charged with premeditated murder in the massacre of civilians in the Vietnamese village of My Lai in March of 1968. Calley was ordered to stand trial by court-martial, was later convicted and sentenced to life in prison. However, his sentence was later commuted to 3 years of house arrest by President Richard Nixon. And on that date in 1989, in Czechoslovakia, mass demonstrations resulted in the resignation of the entire presidium and secretariat of the Czechoslovak Communist Party. It was that same date in 1992, the U.S. military departed the Philippines after nearly a century of military presence. In 1991, the Philippine Senate had voted to reject a renewal of the lease for the American military base. And it was on November the 24th, 1998, that Britain's Queen Elizabeth II opened a new session of Parliament by announcing a bill to do away with the century-old right of aristocrats to sit in the House of Lords, taking membership and voting rights away from 759 dukes, earls, and other hereditary nobles, with titles dating as far back as the Middle Ages. It's the birthday of Zachary Taylor in 1784. He died in 1850. He was the 12th U.S. president, born in Orange County, Virginia. Nicknamed Old Rough and Ready, he won the presidency as a result of his heroics in the Mexican War of 1846 through 1848. He served as president from March 4th, 1849, July 9th, 1850, when he died in the White House after becoming ill. It's also the birthday of the American composer Scott Joplin in 1868. He was born in Texarkana, Texas, and died in 1917. Best known for his piano rags, including the Maple Leaf Rag and the Entertainer. It's the birthday of motivational lecturer Dale Carnegie in 1888. He died in 1955 and was born in Maryville, Missouri. Best known for his 1936 book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, which sold millions of copies and was translated into 29 languages. It was on November the 25th, 1936. That Germany and Japan signed the Anti-Comintern Pact, an agreement to collaborate in opposing the spread of communism. Also on that date in 1974, Britain outlawed the IRA, or the Irish Republican Army, following the deaths of 21 persons in a pub bombing in Birmingham. Now for the second clue to this week's Memorable Moments Memory Buster. This Wild West outlaw was born this week in New York City, probably as Henry McCartney, and better known as William H. Bonney. He was sentenced to hang at age 21, but escaped. I'll give you another clue if you can't figure it out in just a couple of minutes. It was on November the 25th, 1992, that the Parliament in Czechoslovakia voted to divide the country into separate Czech and Slovak republics. And on that date in 1995, by a margin of less than 1%, Ireland voted to legalize divorce, the closest vote in the nation's history. It's the birthday of the American financier Andrew Carnegie in 1835. He died in 1919 and was born in Dunfermline, Scotland. He emigrated to America and made his fortune in steel, then became a major philanthropist. Among his gifts, over 2,500 libraries, Carnegie Hall, the Carnegie Foundation, the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. He once wrote, "The man who dies rich dies disgraced." It's also the birthday of the American temperance leader, Carrie Nation, in 1846. She died in 1911 and was born in Garrard County, Kentucky. She was famed as a hatchet-wielding smasher of saloons. And it's also the birthday of the Chilean military leader, Augusto Pinochet, who was born in Valparaiso, Chile, on November the 25th, 1915. He overthrew President Salvador Allende in 1973, remained in power until he lost the elections in 1990. It was on the 26th of November, 1703, that a great storm lasting 2 days struck southern England, flooding the Thames and Severn rivers, killing at least 8,000 persons. And it was on that date in 1789 that the first American holiday occurred, proclaimed by President George Washington to be Thanksgiving Day, a day of prayer and public thanksgiving in gratitude for the successful establishment of the new American democracy. It was in 1832 this week that the first horse-drawn streetcar carried passengers in New York City along 4th Avenue between Prince Street and 14th Street. And on the 26th of November, 1922, in Egypt, Howard Carter and Lord Carnarvon first went inside the tomb of King Tutankhamun. In 1979 this week, after an absence of 21 years, the International Olympic Committee voted to readmit China. And it's the birthday of the Harvard College founder, John Harvard, in 1607. He died in 1638, and he was born in London. It's also the birthday of the American physician and women's rights leader, Mary Edwards Walker, in 1832. She died in 1919 and was born in Oswego, New York. She was the first female surgeon in the U.S. Army, serving during the Civil War. She was captured and spent 4 months in a Confederate prison. In 1865, she became the first and only woman ever to receive the Medal of Honor. Now for the last clue to this week's Memorable Moments Memory Buster. This Wild West outlaw was born this week in New York City, probably as Henry McCartney and better known as William H. Bonney. He was sentenced to hang at age 21 but escaped. And he was shot by Pat Garrett. I'll give you a couple more minutes before I give you the answer to this week's Memory Buster. It was on November the 27th, 1701, that Anders Celsius was born in Sweden and died in 1744, invented the centigrade or Celsius temperature scale, commonly used in Europe. It's the birthday of Wild West lawman Bat Masterson in 1853. He died in 1921 and was born in Henryville, Quebec. He was a gambler, a saloon keeper, and later became a news writer in New York City. It's the birthday of the Israeli statesman Chaim Weizmann in 1874. He died in 1952 and was born near Pinsk, Belorussia. He helped bring about the British government's Balfour Declaration, which called for the establishment of a national home for Jews in Palestine. And it was on the 28th of November, 1520, that Portuguese explorer Ferdinand Magellan passed through the Strait of Magellan, located at the southern tip of South America, thus crossing from the Atlantic Ocean into the Pacific. On that date in 1821, Panama declared itself independent from Spain and joined the fledgling nation of Gran Colombia. It's the birthday of the English artist and poet William Blake in 1757. He died in 1827 and was born in London. Best known for Songs of Innocence, examining life through the eyes of children, and Songs of Experience, exploring adult viewpoints of the world. It's the birthday of German socialist Friedrich Engels in 1820. He died in 1895 and was born in Barmen, Wuppertal, Germany. He was an associate of Karl Marx and edited the second and third volumes of Marx, Das Kapital. Now for the answer to this week's Memorable Moments Memory Buster. This Wild West outlaw was born this week in New York City, probably as Henry McCartney and better known as William H. Bonney. He was sentenced to hang at age 21, but escaped, and he was shot by Pat Garrett. Well, it's the birthday of Wild West outlaw Billy the Kid in 1859. He died in 1811, and he was born in New York City, probably as Henry McCartney and better known as William H. Bonney. He was a ruthless killer who escaped from jail and a sentence of hanging at the age of 21. He was recaptured at Stinking Springs, New Mexico, but escaped again. At Fort Sumner on the night of July 14, 1881, he reportedly asked, "Who's there?" only to be shot twice through the heart by Sheriff Pat Garrett. I'll leave you this week with this quote by Elie Wiesel. "There is one right I would not grant anyone, and that is the right to be indifferent." This has been Stephen J. Lowenstein reading to you. Thanks for listening here on theflypod.com. Join me next week for another edition of Memorable Moments in History.